think I'm needy, what do you say?
No, just stand back, stand back.
You're not gonna kill
you. No! No, please!
Don't kill us!
No!
I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion. Snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in Snake Rescue.
Oh, it's Sunday. It's been a really busy Sunday, although I actually haven't caught anything. Gone in a number of calls and just missed everything. Started with a python, which I thought was near houses, but it's actually in the bush near houses, and I had to run through thorny thicket and got scratched up and very unpleasant. Now, I've had a really frantic call from the belly area for a large black mamba. They reckon 3 to 4 meters. Probably not that. Well, if it is, I'll be delighted. Probably around 2.5. It's gone into the neighbors. Initially, the neighbor who phoned said they've caught it. And I was like, how on earth have they caught it? Now she's like, no, they haven't caught it. It's in a bush or something. So I don't feel like missing another call. I hope it's there. Just trying to put foot, although drive carefully at the same time. So I just really hope it's there. I don't feel like missing another snake. I really don't.
There's people everywhere. So you can't see him, eh?
No, not at all. He was in the tree on the side, and we saw him going across. There he went through the, what's it called, the towel. Crossed over here, and he went straight through there.
Yeah.
So he's gone into one of the towels underneath here.
No,
oh. I'm going to have to go in the roof. Because I can't get there, because it's pushed.
Yeah.
Unless you chop it all the way.
There was nothing for to get up there. Because in case it comes out again.
If he goes in this tree, we have a big problem.
I know, this way we try to get him last time when he's in the tree, but I never had anything long enough to drag him out.
Okay, let's try.
Went inside.
I'm going to have to go on the roof. And let me get torches. I'm going to have to get on the roof.
Still.
Tricky one, this, eh? Let's see.
Hey, look at a few.
Okay, he's not this side. He's probably further along.
Okay.
There's a rat's nest there.
Oh.
Whew.
It's hot.
Yep, he's here.
You got him?
I've found him.
You found him?
I haven't caught him though.
You found him? Can you see him, Nick?
He's about here.
Are you getting
him? I have to keep taking off tiles. Guys, we must watch, eh?
Watch out, he's found him.
Nick, watch him that he doesn't come off the roof. Okay, and you watch there.
Yeah.
Please.
Did you see him?
Yeah. Which row was he? Was this row? He's right here. Yeah, he's moving that way now.
Nick, can I hit him if I see?
No.
What?
No, I'll catch him. Just watch him, guys. Oh, watch out till I say.
Well, will you come out and fight him?
No, you safe. I'm not fully safe. Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can reach him.
Yes, yeah.
No, just stand back, stand back. Guys?
Watch that side. Look, his head came at you.
I know. My heart is thumping.
You want me to kill him?
No. No, please.
Don't kill us.
No. His head's here now. Now I've got him. Don't shoot him, I'm holding him. He's a big snake.
He's a big boy.
Look how he's just more and more coming out.
Hey! Woo! Oh, Nick, this is a big boy.
I've got him.
This guy's a genius. There you go. I'm gonna push it.
I'll show you guys now.
Look at his tail.
Whew. It's hit my heart thumping, eh?
You're gonna get a million views for this, dude. Yo, hold on, Nick.
I just need my bucket.
Okay, I'll get your bucket. Woo! Hey! Where's the man? Where's the man? Woo! Woo!
Sweating, my friend.
Nick, hold on. There's your torture.
Thanks.
Nick, this is one. Yes, this is one for the book.
You know, he's big, eh?
This is not a toy pig.
Woo!
What is in there?
Thank you, Winnie, for calling, Nick.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, you see the sick guy, he caught him. Woo!
Now these people can sleep peacefully.
Hey, we can sleep like yes.
That was a hectic and difficult catch. Yeah, it was so hot up there. That roof was so hot. The tiles were hot. Having the sun shining on me was hot. I mean, it's April and it's been over 30 degrees today. The mamba, it actually wasn't one of my more difficult roof captures. Sometimes they go like up and down the roof. This one was just sort of staying in the row of tiles or under the row of tiles, which, yeah, they usually do, but sometimes they do move like between rows. This one, fortunately, was just staying in the same row. So I'd move a tile on one side of it and then go around and move a tile on the other side of it and work my way. So the number of tiles covering it were less and less, so that its hiding place was getting smaller and smaller. And I could see it was getting stressed. Every time I looked under, it didn't look happy. It knew it was in trouble. Yeah, my adrenaline was pumping. Also because the roof wasn't the most stable. I felt like I was going to fall each time I took a step. That wasn't the most comforting of feelings. And then the good gentleman helping me, I mean, he was really helpful, but I think he was trying to help by thinking that when I catch the snake or when I start pulling it out, if he whacks it on the head with his shambok, it would help the situation. But I was like saying, no, please don't hit it, whatever you do. Then I heard someone, I can't remember who, saying maybe they should shoot it to like help me. And everyone was just trying to help me, but I said, no, I want the snake alive. Luckily, the actual catch itself went fairly smoothly. I lifted a tile and reached in. I just got my tongs around the snake. Not a great grip at first, and then I loosened it a bit, and then I got a good grip on the neck, pulled it out a little bit, let it reverse, and I grabbed the head. Once I had the head secured, that was it. There was much excitement among everyone, especially the guy helping me. And nobody hit the snake, nobody shot it, nothing like that. So the snake's healthy, it's huge, it's at least 2.5 meters, I reckon. Big chunky one, probably had an enormous amount of rats to feed on. And yeah, there were lots of people there. There was a house, and then behind it there were some shacks. And so a lot of people, and very dangerous place for the snake to be. Of course, someone could at some point get bitten if it hung around there, you know, by accident. The mamba wouldn't seek out people, because if it did, it would have bitten loads of people by now. It hadn't bitten anyone. But very dangerous for the snake, because I know people wanted to kill it. So thankfully, all is well with the snake. The community, they were delighted to see it go, which I understand, I guess. And yeah, good catch. It was a real uplifting one for me. It's been a tough time of late. It's always nice to have a mamba call like that to lift one's spirits.
This has been another real-life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my snake rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.